flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, this is how you know that I have lost my mind. This is how you know I have 4 kids. And I'm running around sometimes like a chicken with my head cut off, like a dog chasing his tail around in circles. I promise you. I promise you. And you heard it in my weather and none of y'all said nothing. Y'all didn't send me a note. Y'all didn't text the show. Y'all didn't call in to Lindsay. Lindsay, you didn't say anything. I thought you had my back, Lindsay.
What happened?
This is my new producer. I thought you had my back. I thought you were looking out for me. I thought you were here for me. I was today's years old until I listened to that weather report from Al Shock. I thought Tuesday was the 25th. I promise to God, this whole time I have been thinking that Tuesday is Christmas Day. I had no idea until I just listened to Al Shock's weather report that he said Christmas is on Wednesday. I promise to you, I thought today was the 20th. I thought Christmas was on Tuesday. You mean to tell me Christmas is not until Wednesday? I got a whole nother day to get it together? What? What? I had no idea. I had no idea. Okay, so this is amazing. I love it. Okay, now, so we have an opportunity to get something together. Lindsay, I want you to call Geralyn Steele because she's calling me right now because I want to talk about Geralyn's concert that's coming up tonight and tomorrow at noon on the show. So, Lindsay, let's see if we can get Geralyn on the phone line.
I'm on it.
Get her, just patch her in. Thank you so much. But I have lost my mind, y'all. I really have lost my mind. I have been operating as if Christmas is on Tuesday. Like, there's something I want to do, and I'm like, I got to get it done Monday. And somebody was like, well, can you wait? And I was like, no, I can't wait. I got to get it done on Monday. It's got to get done on Monday. If it don't get done on Monday, it can't get done because Christmas is Tuesday. I don't know if I said it out loud. I literally was getting ready to, like, I'm so glad I listened to Al Shock. Thank you. God bless you. Because I have been operating as if Christmas is on Tuesday and nobody has said otherwise. And y'all know how it goes. School's out. You're on vacation. You lose track of days and times and dates and all this other good stuff. I know we got to do a couple of things. We got to take the kids to see Wicked. We've got to go to see Sonic. We've got to go to the Steele's family Christmas. Geralyn Steele is joining us. Geralyn, would you believe that this whole time through the whole month of December, I thought Christmas was on Tuesday? girl, pray for your friend,
you
please. Geralyn, I promise to God. I promise to God, I have been sitting up here, like, I'm trying to do something, and I'm like, it got to be done on Monday. And they were like, well, can we do it on Tuesday? I'm like, nope, got to be done on Monday. If it can't be done on Monday, it can't be done because, you know, Tuesday, and I don't know if I said it out loud, but in my mind, I was thinking Tuesday's Christmas. So my mom and them is here, and I've been operating as if Tuesday, we unwrapping gifts, and Tuesday's Girl, no wonder everybody's moving slower than me. I'm like, y'all gotta pick up the pace. What are y'all doing? Get up, girl, because Christmas is on Wednesday. Okay, girl, girl, your friend has lost her whole mind. I don't.
Look at
Okay.
look. You just gotta look.
Okay. Okay.
The visual of that will be, supplying me with joy for about 2 weeks
Oh my
for sure.
God. Oh my
Oh,
God.
that's
Okay,
nice of her.
so speaking of 2 weeks, every year, Gerilyn Steele, for 2 weeks, we go down to Houston, escape the Minnesota cold, and spend the holidays with my mother and father. It is not lost on me that there are so many people out there who are missing their parents because they are no longer here. And so I'm trying to spend as much time with my parents as long as I got them here as possible. And so
I know
that was the
that feeling.
plan. We were excited about it. We were going. And then you and your family announced that y'all were having the Steels Family Christmas concert. You got one show tonight at Pantages Theater. You got one show tomorrow at 3 o'clock at Pantages Theater. And so I called my parents and said, we're not coming there. Y'all are coming here. Bought up 9 tickets so we can bring the entire family tomorrow after church. We're gonna go to church and then we're gonna go lunch and then we're coming down to the Pantages so we can see the Steels Family Christmas show. I know y'all getting ready for tonight, girl. You gotta tell us what y'all got planned for the people coming to Pantages tonight for the show.
I ain't telling you nothing about that. Look at here.
Oh,
No,
give me some
seriously though,
scoop.
this is the thing, is that we really do have we're excited about it. Now, here's the thing. This is our last Christmas show. I need you to know that.
I
This
did
is
not know that.
the 40th anniversary. And at first, when my sibling said to me, maybe we should just stop, I said, who's supposed to tell me when I'm to stop? So Javita said, no, we got to, we're going to just stop. And I said, oh my God, no. But you know what? I'm okay with it now because we have so many nieces and nephews. I want to, buoy them to come forward and do the Christmas shows because they can dance, they can sing, they're amazing.
They are amazing.
Amazing.
Well, they got good stock. They got good genes. And it's not just you and your siblings, but your nieces and nephews, your children. They'll
That's
all
right.
be performing tonight at the Pantages Theater
No,
to.
that is not true. See, that's another thing with this whole 40th anniversary, and it's our
What?
last anniversary. We decided that the children, they have so much going on. So many of them sing and dance and do so much.
And they play
And
instruments. You see them in the band
instruments,
and
all of
stuff.
that. Yeah, but the only nephew that's no, I have a cousin and a nephew that are playing in the show too, and the band is smoking, girl. Kenny.
Ooh.
No, seriously, you coming to the show? I can't wait for you to tell me what you think about it because it's
You know what? She
smoking,
was
girl.
just about to start telling. Y'all see her? She stopped herself. She was just about to start telling us who was in the band. She
I
got
know.
comfortable. She was getting ready to tell us. She had to stop herself. Oh man, I thought I had her. I thought I had you. She was like, and Kenny, you
I
just gonna
know,
have to.
girl, I had to breathe because Kenny is so awesome. And then there's Corey Wong. Do you know Corey Wong? Do you
I
know who he
know
is?
Corey Wong. Yes. Oh my God, he's gonna be
He
there.
is playing, girl. He is playing with us. And we were all like, he's playing with, he's, he, what? What? Honestly, we are, it's amazing how God, how this, the earth moves in these moments, right? When you don't expect such excellence. And now it's so beautiful. I have cried just thinking about the band and how incredible they are.
Well, I cannot wait to come. You have to tell me because this is your last show. This is so special. People are listening and they are definitely going to want to buy tickets. I got my 9. We right down front on the left hand side. Say hey, wave at us because I want my mama to think, I know y'all because I've been telling her. She's like, you don't know these people. I do know them, mama. I do,
Oh,
really.
absolutely. Oh, she don't know. She don't know. Let me help you with that.
Girl, but
Because
there's
I know
people
you know
out
you,
there.
okay?
who they, you know, for family traditions, and we've been talking a lot about that on the show today, holiday traditions, the Christmas season doesn't start until they see the Steels family Christmas. You know, you guys are going to be singing some traditional songs, and this is just a wonderful time for all of us to get our parents and grandparents and family members and kids over to the Pantages Theater for some of that Steels holiday Christmas magic. And you know, I want to make sure that, you know, if you have tickets available, folks can still come and participate.
Yes, please. And they reduce the fee a bit. It's down to either $28 or $30. So, you know, there are tickets still available. Come on down and check us out, because this is our last time. And by the way, what is so remarkable is that there are people that come to us and they say, I know you guys do a lot of the regular type of Christmas songs. However, I had to tell them half of the show, the songs, are written by the Steels.
Yes.
You know, and that has been a complete joy for us. Complete joy.
Now, talk to us about that, because you guys are Minnesota's first family of music. You know, you guys do so much. You know, your sister Javita, your brothers Billy, JD, and Fred are all over, your footprints are all over this state, all over this region. And it is just amazing. I mean, one of y'all could sell out an arena, but to have the entire Steels family there singing and performing, it is just a sight to behold.
Well, it's been remarkable. The people that we've worked with, we've been, you know, we played with orchestras like the Minnesota Orchestra. We love them. Okay. And I keep saying to myself, how is it that we got here, that we got to this amazing point, 40 years of singing together, and we still love each other. Ain't nobody slapped nobody. You know,
hey, you don't never hear nothing bad about them Steels.
No, we don't do that, honey. Our mother is still on the planet, let me tell you. That's not
And looking good. And you know, I just, you guys, you know, grew up at the same time. Some of your siblings grew up at the same time as the Jacksons. And, you know, I heard stories about your brothers going in and, you know, seeing them perform, and you guys were on some of the same circuits. And so it is just absolutely amazing that, you know, you all are still around. You are still singing. We get to actually witness a Christmas celebration with the Steels tonight at 7 p.m. and tomorrow at 3 p.m. at the Pantages Theater. It is showtime. Bring yourself and your family for the joy, for the music, for the holiday cheer. And you can reserve your seats. Tickets are still available right now. You can go to hennepinarts.org/events, pick up tickets. Like Geraldine's saying, the tickets have been reduced, so you can get tickets for a reduced rate. But baby, that concert, that show is not going to be reduced. And when I say participating, I mean participating, because you're going to be up dancing, you're going to be crying, you're going to be clapping, you're going to be tapping your feet, because, you know, I dance the whole time. I wear my comfortable shoes when I went to the last one, because you guys put on a show, and we're not just sitting back watching. You make the audience a part of what you're doing. Is that intentional, or is the song, the music just so powerful that we just jump right in?
You know, we jump right in. That's what we do. We try our best. Javita's the one that really adds to more when it comes to dancing. And of course, sometimes she'll say, okay, Geraldine, you need to move faster than that. You need to get that leg up like it's supposed to be. It's like, okay. It's like a police show, you know. But you know, all five of us are so different. Fred, you know, he looks like Clark Gable, if you knew that person.
Yes.
But we call him Dark Gable, okay?
Oh.
Because he has this silky voice, and it's incredible. And he also is the ears of the family. Billy is the one that comes in with jokes. You know, he comes to the piano,
yes,
and he's laughing and making us laugh. However, he is absolutely amazing with 3 Grammys with the Sounds of Blackness, right? And then mm-hmm. there is me. I do the contracts, and I nourish the clients, and I have enjoyed that for 40 years. It's just been wonderful. Oh, and then there's
gosh.
JD. And JD is,
yes.
The, you know, he's everywhere. He's everywhere, really. I mean, throughout
all
the world.
The
he's
place.
Just everywhere.
Yeah.
All over the place. Mm. Yeah.
Well, so. We got to be only one place, and that is tonight at the Pantages Theater at 7 o'clock, and then tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Tomorrow at 3 o'clock. I cannot wait to see the show. And, you know, you are witnessing history. If you get your tickets, because they're still available, this is the last Steels Christmas concert.
That's right.
Okay.
Until I call everybody and say, yeah, you know, I'm going to go do it. So y'all come on.
No, that's not going to happen, Geraldine.
But I just want to say to you, thank you so much for all that you do, not just for the Steels, but everybody. You're the one that thinks about us. And I'm grateful for that, Shaletta. So thank you.
Oh, thank you for loving me. I tell people when I got to the Twin Cities, I was looking around for somebody to follow. And I followed you and just started literally following you. I don't know if you realize it, but you were at Almanac, so I showed up at Almanac. You were at CCO Radio.
It.
So did you realize that? I am a star, straight up stalker.
It.
Yeah.
And
she said you were CCO Radio.
Yeah.
At Almanac, I've been there like 17 years. And
yep,
then you were at CCO. Yep. You were at CCO Radio. And I came over and asked if I could work with you on your show. And, you know, it was just for me
a
blessing to be able to work with people that I admire. You know, it's one thing to just, you know, work with somebody, but it's another thing to work with somebody that you admire. And so that was just always such a blessing to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are loved. Just know that, okay?
I love y'all too. Okay, I'm not the singer. I won't be singing on stage, but I'll be on the road.
Don't make me do it.
Don't pull me up there, girl. We will clean that whole arena out. Steels Christmas Celebration tonight and tomorrow at the Pantages Theater. Get your tickets at hennepinarts.org. They're right there on the homepage. It's a couple of clicks away, and you and your family can have an amazing Christmas. My mother is looking forward to it. I changed up my whole family Christmas vacation because of it. Not just because I love Geraldine Steele and support her. That is true. But because this is a once in a lifetime opportunity, and I do not want to miss the last Steels Christmas show. So I will see you tomorrow, my friend.
I can't wait to see you, because you'll be smiling and I'll find you quickly.
Yay! I love you. All right, talk soon. You all stick around. There's more to come.